Rebels and government forces in Libya today continued their battle for control of Misrata. That's the only major city that's rebel-held in western Libya. In the east, there seemed to be a lull in the fighting. The rebels there were forced to withdraw yesterday after an accidental NATO airstrike. Several rebel fighters were reportedly killed. Today, NATO's Secretary General said he strongly regretted the loss of life in the incident. The CBC's Derek Stoffel is in the rebel stronghold of Benghazi. He spent the day close to the front lines in Ajdabia and Brega.
Brega is right now where sort of all the action is. That's where we're told that Gaddafi's forces are dug in, that they've been sort of spreading rumors through the secret police. I've been told that they're going to advance to the northwest. That's to Ajdabia. Now, we spent the day with a whole bunch of rebel fighters. Essentially, the main thing that they still wanted to talk about was this airstrike yesterday. I spoke to one young man, carrying the trademark Kalashnikov, and he said he's very angry at NATO. He accused the alliance of actually fighting on the side of Gaddafi's forces. The local commander was a little bit more tempered, saying, you know, he hoped this was a mistake. You have to remember, this is the second time that NATO has been accused of bombing rebels on the ground. A week ago, there was the same accusation. But my sense of it is it's the young guys, the young fighters. They're very anxious to go to battle. They're very emotional. They're the ones who are pointing fingers at NATO. And I think the big thing that even the commanders want is an apology, but British Rear Admiral Russell Harding said the alliance simply hadn't been informed that the rebels were moving tanks toward the front lines yesterday, and we are being told this was the first time that the rebels were using tanks. So the situation on the ground was very confusing, and there is animosity, but I get a sense that the rebel commanders do want to move past this incident.
Derek, you've seen the rebels paint the roofs of their trucks, their battle cars, kind of a preemptive protective measure. What do they think painting their trucks is going to do?
Well, they hope it's a symbol that they're friend, not foe. So what I saw was they got out the paint buckets, sort of peach-colored paint, and they were making big circles with some sort of a symbol on the top of their pickups. And, this was sort of to show to NATO that they're, in their eyes, the good guys. What's interesting is I'm traveling with the camera crew, and they started to shoot this, and immediately all the young soldiers jumped off and stormed the cameraman and said, in Arabic through our translator, erase it, erase it, erase it. They're very worried about Gaddafi forces doing the same thing. The big issue here really is communication. It is very difficult, and this comes from NATO commanders, it's very difficult to tell who's who on the battleground, and you've only got to think that as this campaign rages on, that more of these incidents are only likely to happen given the utter confusion that we've been seeing on the ground over the last couple of days.
You know, there's been a dramatic but pretty confusing ebb and flow of who's got the upper hand in the battle between the rebels and Gaddafi. What have you heard about Gaddafi's troops actually gaining ground in all of this?
Yeah, today we're hearing that there really wasn't much fighting between the rebels and Gaddafi's troops near Brega. We did hear a number of airplanes. We assume those are NATO jets. But on the ground, it's been a very quiet day. It is very difficult for us as journalists to get through to the front lines. The rebels were stopping us. They're now really worried about spies. So I know in the early days, journalists were able to get close to the front lines. That's not happening anymore, and that makes it difficult to actually find out what's happening here in the eastern part of Libya.
The CBC's Derek Stoffel in Benghazi in eastern Libya. Thank you very much, Derek.
You're welcome, Marco.